All right, 35 minutes after 8, you've got it tuned to KHUM. And joining me here in the studio is Jessica Pettit. We've had Jessica on for our Stop the Violence campaign before. And welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me, Cliff.
So this is radio, so people can't see it, but you've got some beautiful multicolored hair right now.
We've been calling it unicorn platypus.
Ah.
Yes.
That's the color, right?
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, I have taken a picture of it, and you will find it posted up at khum.com after we're done with the interview, obviously, along with our interview. So you've got a brand new book. You sent me a copy of it. Thank you for that, with a beautiful orange cover.
Yes.
Can't miss it.
Yes, absolutely.
And tomorrow you're going to be signing these books at Northtown Books
in
Arcata.
7 o'clock, Northtown Books, Arcata. Signing, talking, shaking hands, kissing babies.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Showing off your hair.
Yeah, and the next day, Saturday, just in case, at the Humboldt County Library in Eureka, mm-hmm. I'll be doing afternoon with the author starting around 3:30 as well.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So let's get into why you're here and talk about the book, okay? It is called... Good Enough Now, how doing the best we can with what we have is better than doing nothing.
True.
And that's the whole book.
Whole book, right there. I mean, spoiler alert, that's it.
That's kind of the book in a nutshell, but it's a good philosophy, because the thing is, you know, some of us go like, you know, if I only blank, I would blank.
Right.
Right?
Right. And that's... What I have learned doing diversity work around the country for the last 20 some odd years is that most of us want to do something good, but we don't feel perfect. And so we're waiting around until we get some kind of certification in the mail or some kind of sign that, like, we're going to nail this conversation. We're not going to say anything wrong. We're not going to hurt anybody. And it's always going to be better. And what that means is you don't do anything.
Right. And here's a clue. Nobody's perfect.
What?
I know.
What? It's like we should write a book about
that. For me.
Cliff is an example. No, what I noticed, and like, I used to blame this on being a white woman. I used to blame this on being young. I used to blame this on not like having studied the right things in college. But really, what it is, I think, is that my insecurities of what I'm not conscious of prevented me from even trying. So if I've noticed, and some of this is after reading like Brené Brown and Conscious Capitalism and things like that, but what I realized was is that no one has this epically discovered. So if everyone really is just kind of terrified all the time, then my job is to figure out how to help other people feel more comfortable. So I kind of did that for a while, and then I realized in doing that, I was making myself feel more comfortable to try. Which is really the premise of being good enough, right? Like, continue to try to try. That's really it. Now you've read the book. Good job.
and here's the thing. If you try, okay, each time you try, you learn a little bit more. You do become that expert that you really want to be. You may not be perfect to start with.
Yeah. I mean, pretty common diversity topic that gets mentioned is around making judgments and assumptions. So most of us have been told you are never, ever, 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 ever supposed to make judgments and assumptions. But I actually think instead of trying to get to the place where you never do, realize you do and work with the ones that you currently make. The judgments and assumptions we all make is generally to feel safe or to feel prepared, but that doesn't mean we're right. So go ahead and make them. Try to get more conscious of the ones that you make that help you feel safe and prepared. What is that about? Do your homework, right? But then once you're conscious of them, much like writing a book, you're writing a story before you even interact with someone. And then you can leave room for edits. Triple space, big margins, hand my story over to you, Cliff, and then listen as if you are going to give me more accurate information. So then my story can get better. Now we can have a better connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is that I'm an optimist. I tend to think that most people are good and most people want to do something good. Mm-hmm. Okay. But as you mentioned, there is kind of like that, well, yeah, if I only blank, I could do this good thing to help out.
Right. If I only knew exactly what to say, knew exactly what to do. But what I think is also interesting is that we immediately go to the most difficult conversation that we're terrified of, But it's the same skill set when you tell your best friend they have spinach in their teeth.
Right.
Like, you're going to figure out how to adjust how to say that so that they can possibly hear it in a way and also be kind of part of that solution, because you know they probably don't want spinach in their teeth. So you're already kind of adjusting and you're conscious of what the impact could be, regardless of what your intent is. That skill set is exactly the same one as when I have to correct someone, or more importantly, when someone's correcting me, right? So like, I can take feedback and criticism much better when I'm conscious of how I'm sending out messages as well.
So. Now it's like, part of my personal makeup is I tend to, if someone says I can't do something, I tend to want to do it even more, and it's kind of hardwired into me. And but it is not hardwired into most people. Most people hear no, and that's it. So you know, one thing, you know, when I teach at Humboldt State and I teach radio is you know, I'm extremely dyslexic. I cannot read. I can read anything. It just takes a really long time. Okay. And for instance, I cannot read a script without having to stop. And so I pretty much memorize them if I'm going to do them. And you know, so that's a real good excuse not to ever go into radio.
Yeah. Well, and because of you, I should say, shout out to Mike Drunkers, who's helping me record the audiobook.
There you go.
Because he also has no interest in reading it, but is very interested in the book. So the audiobook is forthcoming, I promise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great, because that's how I do most of my reading. There's some stuff that's not available on audiobook, and I just have to just plod my way through it. Like with yours, I did not read the entire thing, but I plodded my way through bits and pieces of it to get the gist of the thing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, audiobooks are a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you're doing your own?
I am doing my own. It is hard work. Anybody who thinks you're just going to bust in and be like, oh, I'll knock this out in a day is not right.
No.
I think I'm averaging about 15 pages an hour and then about an hour a day, because it's hard. Even I wrote it and it's hard.
Yeah.
The other thing I think is important is that in writing the book, I'm kind of marketing it as a subliminal diversity training disguised as a communication business book. But in it is a model, right? So then I tried to provide the book to fit into the model of people's different styles of responding. So the book follows this kind of head, heart, action-oriented way. So then it's also in paper, it's an electronic book, and will be an audio book, and hopefully maybe even a closed caption video, so that it's available to people in all the different forms they're going to respond to best. Practice what you preach.
Perfect. That is perfect. Now, there's this magazine that you handed me called Success.
It's a great Success magazine.
Success magazine.
Hashtag humble brag.
Yes. So your book is reviewed in here.
I know.
In reading list. Talk about that.
Yeah. So this is really amazing. I wish I could say that I was kidding, but I received an email from the author, Chauncey Mabe. I believe is it M-A-B-E. Mm-hmm. I received an email saying I'm reviewing your book for Success Magazine. Wow. And can you get me a cover of the book? So I've been doing a lot of social media press about the book launch, etc. And I'm really sarcastic. So I just assumed that one of my sarcastic friends, which could be many, were punking me, right? Mm-hmm. So I wrote Chauncey back and was like, oh, I'm so honored. Thank you so much. Here's 47 different kinds of book cover pictures.
Oh my God.
Because I'm being sarcastic back, right? And I keep waiting for someone to be like, ha 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 ha, never did it. So then a friend of mine, I just got back from a conference yesterday, a friend of mine is flying to the conference, and as soon as I turned my phone on, they said that they were on a plane reading their subscription magazine and August Success Magazine, boom, there's my book.
Wow.
And that is how I found out I was not punked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, luckily they chose the actual cover rather than one of the other 46.
Yeah.
That was
and
not.
Also lucky, it's a very positive review.
Yes.
Who knew, right? So yeah, no, it's a huge honor. And Success Magazine is a really great resource that really looks at the kind of businesses I like working with anyway. Mm-hmm. So it was really magical, and I really did think I was being punked.
So the review doesn't say, author Jessica Pettit, despite being sarcastic, I wrote quite a good book. So that is kind of funny. You know, that's happened to me before as well. I remember I was working in San Francisco at the time, and the receptionist said, "We've got Casey Kasem on the phone for you." And I thought it was my friends bugging me. So I go, I pick up the phone and go, "Hey, Casey Kasem, American Top 40. And he goes, yeah, among other things. And I went, oh, my God. It really was him. He was calling to comment on an article I had written in Trade Magazine. I was like, oh, wow, that is amazing. I'm sorry.
That is amazing.
I'm sorry I made fun of you.
Yeah, but it's also a really great point, too, if I can turn this into a learning moment, yeah. is that Casey Kasem was calling to compliment you on uh-huh. something, but
right.
we're far more likely, both of us now, to think we're being punked
right.
than anything we've done is worthy of that kind of person, whatever that mm-hmm. means. We've put them on a pedestal
right.
to say thank you or give us feedback. We're more likely to do that than to think, oh, my work is worthy of this, etc. Thank you so much. Accept a compliment. We then rebuff them. Those are also response patterns we're responsible for.
Sure. Absolutely. So the book is... obviously available at Northtown Books.
Mm-hmm. And Amazon.
And Amazon.
My own website. And probably, half price books by now.
Fantastic. Is it available at the library where you're going to be?
It is. I actually awesome. Donated a couple copies to the library.
Good.
And then I will also have books in a box in my car. So if you happen to be local, privilege of being local, and you see a black Subaru, the ubiquitous black Subaru, mm-hmm. hit me up. I'll get you one at Winco.
Yeah. Hint, there are probably 500 million black Subarus in Humboldt County.
No. I've gotten in the wrong Subaru at the airport quite often. I'm like,
really?
Oh, you're not my dogs. And then I have
wow.
to get another one.
Oops. Alrighty. So you can get a copy of it. You can get a signed copy of it. Which
absolutely.
With your signature on there, with the heart and the... explain your signature. And your squiggle. Yes. Explain your signature.
Sure. So the model used in the book to help people be able, including myself, to be able to understand how we respond, to become more conscious of what we're not even conscious of, and to take responsibility for that involves head, heart, and action. Head does not mean intellectual. It just means detailed. Heart does not mean maternal or empathic. It just means big picture. And then action does not mean exercise. It just means doing. And I sign it with a heart because that's the piece that shows up the most for me in the book, which you'll know when you read it.
Oh.
Or listen to it.
Or listen to it mm-hmm. in the near future. When do you expect the audiobook to be ready to go?
Well, if I'm doing 15 pages an hour and a day and I'm never here because I'm recording it at home, mm-hmm. very fancy, I assume that I will be done with it within the month or two, maybe. And then you Mike Dronkers does his magic. I don't want to put pressure on him. And
that's
then
right.
that goes to someplace else, and then they do their magic. So I'm going to guess 6 months.
Okay, and then it's available like an Audible or something like that?
That's the plan, yeah, to be on Audible Books.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah, Mike's got his work cut out, because what you have to do, you have to edit it to make it sound like it's one perfect continuous read.
Right.
And there's always stumbles and, you know,
yeah.
pauses. And
yeah. One of the coolest things, though, that I learned from Mike when he was explaining how the equipment works is mm-hmm. for his editing job, when I make a mistake, I'm supposed to applaud, right? So, like, you know, like, good morning, it's Wednesday. I mean, good morning. Good morning, it's Thursday. Like, that's how you're supposed to record.
Really?
But the key is to applaud your mistakes.
Huh.
And when he said that, what's really fascinating is that that's also kind of a message in the book itself. So,
yay, I failed!
Yay, how fascinating. I made a mistake. Let's start over. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting technique. If I had to do that when I was recording, I would you'd hear nothing. It would sound like an applause track.
Applause, which is also really heartwarming.
There you go. Which makes you feel good. Alrighty. So the book is called Good Enough Now and available at bookstores everywhere, and especially at Northtown Books tomorrow, where you're going to be signing it at 7 o'clock.
Sure. And for those listening, if you're interested, you can go to www.goodenoughnow.com/freebies. FREEBIES. There's a video and a webinar and some downloadable worksheets and some fun things there, too, if you're interested.
Fantastic. All right, Jessica Pettit, thank you for coming in and chatting with me about this. And,
absolutely.
Best of luck there at the book signing. It should be wonderful.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. And congratulations on the new bridge, Ferndale.
Oh, I know. Well, same bridge, just getting a facelift.
A facelift.
If you will.
Thank you.